engkau tulis dua.
The Ministry of Population and Family Development called for regional governments' active role in reducing child marriage cases in the country, urging them to prepare their own plans to achieve the goal. This was stated by Bonifacius Prasetya Ixtiarto, the Ministry's Deputy for Population Control, here on Wednesday on the sidelines of the Family Planning 2030 Asia-Pacific Forum. That was news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dia di antara kau dan aku. Bisa tahan putar fakta, kau bilang aku yang salah. Yang tahu semuanya cuma Tuhan. Kenapa masih kurang? Sungguh keterlaluan. Kira takkan terlalu saat ku gak karuan. Ku tahu kamu bersulah. Memang sekarang semuanya telah hancur melebur. Tapi seenggaknya aku gak pernah palsu. Kayak kamu cuma kamu yang takut cuma ada di hatimu.
Cuman kamu tiada yang lain. Ku bilang aku gak main-main. Apa yang kau mau ku turutin. Sekarang kamu sama yang lain. Awalnya ku cuma cobain, tapi ku ketagihan. Ku bilang amin sampai ke pelamin. Dan aku samain sama mantan bajingan. Ulang lagi, aku cari yang lain.
Suse and Jemsi with Mejiku Hebi Niyu.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Mengapa kita ditakdirkan berjumpa, padahal kita takkan mungkin kesana. Ketujuan sama, bertemu di tengahnya, menunggu yang ku tahu sia-sia. Ku petik bunga mawar warna jingga, hanya semata senyum kau dibuatnya. Tak sadarkan durinya, terluka di akhirnya, mencinta tanpa tahu akibatnya. Tak sesaat pun teringat, ku yang selalu mengingat. Di sana ku bukan yang utama, di sana kau terlihat bahagia. Ku petik bunga mawar warna jingga, hanya semata senyum kau dibuatnya. Tak sadarkan durinya, terluka di akhirnya, mencinta tanpa tahu akibatnya. mataku ini. Coba ku tahan namun tak berhenti. Mengalir tuh kau yang takkan mengerti.
Selat Ransang Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Ransang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots, which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital. Satu-satunya.
Indonesia.
Rupert Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupert Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupert Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupert Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupert Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupert Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupert Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupert Island, you have to cross by boat known as Ro-Ro ship or roll-on roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupert Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Kau mengikat akad yang seharusnya milikku, kini miliknya. Meski hatiku untuk kamu dan hatimu tetap aku, jangan coba kita tuh bertemu. Takkan sanggup yang pernah ku miliki.
Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Padaku tali benang terpanjang agar ku bisa kau terbangkan sejauh yang kamu mau. Angin kencang bawakan kesenangan dapat buatmu terbangkan ku sejauh yang kamu mau. Dengan senang kau terbangkan aku terlalu tinggi, terlalu tinggi di atas awan. Ku nikmati dua sisi indah terbang. Dengan senang kau terbangkan aku terlalu tinggi, terlalu tinggi di atas awan. Ku nikmati dua sisi indah terbang.
Indonesia.
pacaranku kerap bertanya, mengapa ku tampak biasa-biasa saja. Jalani hari dan tertawa, apa selama ini ku tak benar cinta. Tak harus ku alirkan air mata untuk tunjukkan derita. Ya tinggalkan ku seketika. Tak perlu ku terus-terus bertanya, apa alasannya. Mungkin dia bukan orangnya. Mengapa ku mudah terima? Untuk tunjukkan derita, dia tinggalkan ku seketika. Tak perlu terus-terus bertanya, apa alasannya. Mungkin dia bukan orangnya. Berdansa bukan tanda ku bahagia. Kita rayakan saja, sering katakan selamanya.
Is Balinese dance, which uses sounds from the mouth. Without Balinese traditional music, it makes Kecak dance different from other dances in general. Kecak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns in producing the sound of Kecak in order.
1, 2, 3.
Menjadi raja yang paling ditakuti. Aku bisa taklukkan segala bangsa di dunia. Tapi apa artinya
Yeah.
WI listeners, just like this song, it's a recreation of the original song by Geisha, Cinta dan Benci. They made a new one with kind of different arrangement and also different genre, and it's very rich, I would say, and I like it a lot. Just like Indonesia, we have so much version of cultures and heritage. One of them is karinding. It is a music instrument that is very unique, and I advise you guys to listen about karinding.
Bamboo is a plant which is easy to grow, and it can be found everywhere in Indonesia. Many Indonesian people use bamboo for daily activity, beginning for cooking ware, weapon to fighting colonizers, until traditional instruments. Especially for Indonesian traditional instrument, bamboo can produce different tone accordance to its shape. West Java is one of regions in Indonesia which has abundant bamboo plant. The most popular instrument from bamboo in the world is angklung. There is another unique instrument from West Java which is made from bamboo, namely karinding. Karinding actually has been existing in West Java and used by people since before Christ. The development of Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes karinding instrument just drown. One of West Java's artists is often called Abah Olot to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce karinding.
Tahun 2004, Abah mengembangkan karinding warisan dari orang tua.
In 2004, Abah developed karinding, heritage of parents. Abah must preserve it because message from parents in order karinding arts is not extinct. Abah kept learning to make it be shared and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java.
Thank you. gede ngumbat nafsu. Kiwari jadi kalang sur.
Which was presented by young people of Bandung, namely Karinding Attack. Karinding is wind instrument, even though the way to play it, it's not fully to be blown like flute. Karinding is placed on lips, then it is tape on the tap, huh? Then it is tap on the right to produce a sound resonance. There are some regions in West Java which makes Karinding, such as in Citamiang, Pasir Mukti, Tasikmalaya, Lewo Malangbong, Garut, and Cikalongkulon Cianjur, which is made from palm nidra. In Limbangan and Cililin, karinding is made from bamboo and played by women. Karinding is shaped like picker. In order, it is easy to be inserted in the hair bun. The karinding, which is made from midrib, is usually played by men. Its shape is shorter in order to be able to be tucked in a cigarette case. According to Abah Olot, the main material of karinding is fiber of palm tree. In a modern era, the main material is rare.
Kalau dulunya itu dari ranting aren. Aren orang Sunda bilang dari dahan pawung. Nah, sekarang...
In the past, it was made from palm midrib. Sundanese people call it kawung. Now, Abah makes it from bamboo because if Abah makes it from kawung, karinding will be extinct because it is difficult to find palm midrib. Its raw material is difficult to be made. To dry, it takes a long time. If it is made from bamboo, it is easy. There are many bamboos. It is fast to be dried. A year, it can be made. The palm midrib takes 2 until 3 years.
Cara jemurnya juga lama, itu kalau bambu mudah, bambu banyak, jemurnya cepat kering, setahun tidak bisa dibikin. Kalau aren, setahun lebih sampai 2 tahun, 3 tahun baru bisa dibikin.
Since that time, karinding has been known by West Java people, especially in Bandung. Asep Nata says that karinding has been known in Bandung since 1982. Eccentric artist from Bandung, Hari Rusli, introduced karinding through his music.
Di kota Bandung, barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai adanya eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni karinding ke dalam orkes simfoni itu barangkali didahului oleh
In Bandung City, karinding art began to be explored in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Hari Rusli around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Belakangan muncul lagi sudah dengan triggernya karat. Karat kira-kira mulai tahun 2006-2007 sampai kemari lah. Gitu, mulai lagi menjadi masif di kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Astaghfirullah, la bayarun. Astaghfirullah, la nunagi. Astaghfirullah, la nunantrog. Astaghfirullah, aya kole.
Yeah.
Gusti nuhun, nuhun pisan tos kabalaya raina.
You have just listened to Karinding Rhythm entitled Loba Istighfar and song by Karinding Attack. Karinding is usually played solo or group, which consists of 2 until 5 players. One of them is arranger of the tone or rhythm. In the past in Ciawi, Karinding was played together with takokak, or instrument which looks like leaf. Conventionally, according to Abah Olot, there are 4 types of tone in playing Karinding, namely tonggeret, kogondangan, pereogan, and iring-iringan. Karinding can be collaborated with various genres of modern music. It is one of ways of Karinding's Bandung artists to preserve traditional music.
Bisa untuk mengiringi musik apapun atau berkolaborasi dengan jenis musik apapun, gitu. Asal tune atau nada-nadanya dikompromikan. Jadi saya selama ini saya nggak senang kalau ada bilang Karinding tidak bernada. Sebenarnya bukan tidak bernada. Nenek moyang kita itu kan sendiri-sendiri.
It can accompany any kinds of music if the tones are compromised. I'm unhappy if anyone says that Karinding does not have tone. Actually, it is not tone. In the past, our ancestors made it individually and there was no agreement about the sound. So Karinding has tone, but the name of the tones is not identified. As identification of the nation, we have to preserve the traditional arts. We have to keep it. So young people must be aware that we are Sundanese who have to preserve our instrument.
Nah, kita harus menjaga, yaitu jaga itu melestarikan. Makanya buat untuk anak-anak muda sekarang dan selanjutnya tuh harus menyadari bahwa kita ini orang Sunda, harus melestarikan alat keseniannya sendiri.
Karinding was made by the ancestors to ward off the pest in the past. Because of that, the tones in Karinding instrument did not give a name. After a long time, finally Karinding is played as instrument to entertain farmers who are waiting their land. Today, Karinding begins to be popular in modern music such as rock, blues, and pop. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of traditional instrument from West Java called Karinding. More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Saudara